Hey, Mother Suckers, welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker with Michael Blackson, brought to you by iHeartRadio, Calvary Audio, and the Black Effect Podcast Network. I'm your host. Of course, I'm here with Chinese best friend.
I'm very good, Mike. Hey, welcome back, Mike. You've been traveling a lot lately.
Yes, I have to go and make money and pay child support. Chinese best friend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, but we have a great show for you tonight. Before we get into what's been going on in the past week or so, let me tell you a little bit of my special guest that will be on the show later on today. A very good friend of mine. He's a legend. This nigga has fucked more women than Will Chamberlain. If Will Chamberlain fucked 20,000 bitches, this nigga has fucked 30,000 bitches.
Wow.
This nigga's dick has seen more pussy than a gynecologist. Ladies and gentlemen, my nigga Mr. Marcus is in the house today.
Woo!
All right, let's see what's going on, man. It's been crazy, man. Crazy shit going on. A lot of shit going on in Buckingham Palace with the prince and the king and the queen and all that shit.
Yeah, a lot.
Meghan, you know, just gave birth to a brand new white baby out of her black stomach. And they're going crazy. But the baby looked light skin. He looked almost white to me. Doesn't matter. Who cares? You know, yeah. She feels there's a lot of racism going on. I mean, what do you think, Meghan? The only black people that work in Buckingham Palace is a butler and a fucking chauffeur, okay? Me personally, I don't give a fuck about no goddamn prince. The only prince I care about is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and the Purple Rain Prince, okay? The nigga that sing Purple Rain with the ass out from Minnesota. That's the only prince I give a fuck about. Governor of New York. Yes, right. Governor Cuomo is in trouble. You guys in trouble for sexual harassing women. Now the Me Too movement is involved. That nigga is done. Finished. The Me Too movement have taken down more men than Lawrence Taylor in his prime. When the Me Too bitches finish with you, Governor Cuomo, fuck running New York. You're not even gonna be able to run your own household, motherfucker. What else happened? Texas and Mississippi open up.
Oh no, yeah?
Yes. Wow. No masks, no social distancing. Mississippi talking about. They talking about they opening up. Nigga, why? For what? Ain't nothing in Mississippi. Okay? There's parts of Mississippi don't even know how to spell pandemic. White people in Mississippi are on welfare and still voted Republicans, okay? One thing you'll never hear a nigga say is, I can't wait to go to Mississippi. Jay-Z, congratulations to my nigga Jay-Z.
Yeah.
My nigga made $600 million in 2 days. Some niggas cannot make $600 in 200 days. That nigga can sell anything to anybody. I bet you that nigga could sell diet pills to a crackhead and some hair products to a bald-headed bitch. He probably could sell me some damn tanning lotion. Other news also, my childhood has been ruined. I'm not sure yours is ruined or not, but I just found out that Dr. Seuss was racist against Chinese and black.
Really?
Yes, he's racist against me and you, Chinese bitch. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
Well, guess what, Dr. Seuss? I got a book title for you, motherfucker. One fish, two fish. Fuck you, you bitch.
Hey, Mike, the only doctor I trust is Dr. Blackson.
And Dr. Miami.
Yeah, and Dr. Miami and Dr. Bronx. Welcome back. I saw a video of you hanging out with 50 Cent the other day. You didn't invite me. I'm still mad at you.
You can't come out of the house, man. Your lady won't let you out. You have a brand new Chinese baby that's 2 years old. It's tough for you, man. Is she going to ever let you out the house?
Yeah, when I do podcasts, that's it. That's the rules.
Tell you, you're going to do a podcast in fucking in Atlanta next time, motherfucker.
Oh, great.
You got to get out, man.
Yeah, I got to get out sometimes.
Yep. Have you been out of California in the past 6 months?
Yeah, I've been to Catalina Island.
That's right down the fucking street.
Catalina Island, you have to take a boat.
Yeah, that's still California, isn't
it? I went to Las Vegas for your birthday last year.
I said the last 6 months, motherfucker.
Well, no, because it's Corona time. My family is very scared of Corona, Michael Blackson. We don't like super spreader events.
Oh, man. Listen, I haven't had a chance to watch no news. I don't know what's going on. Been busy. Fucking rider. You been watching anything? You know what's going on?
Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on. You know, everybody want to be pretty, big butt and stuff, social media. I heard this lady, she went to Colombia and got a beautiful girl with about like 9 million followers on Instagram. She got her butt done and she ended up passing away.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I think I saw that. real pretty girl. She, her ass was already nice, and then she went to go
perfect,
trying to enhance it, and then she ended up dying from surgery.
Yeah, in Colombia.
Yeah, that's the fucked up shit about Colombia, man. There's not much you do because that country has its own rules. Right, where's she going to go? Try to fly to Colombia and sue Colombia? Fucking, when you get your ass or shit done, you sign these release, and whatever happens, I'm sure it happens. I mean, you can't go out there and sue other countries. It's a whole different law out there. So I hope I'm wrong, but I feel very bad. It's sad, ladies.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Stay in your country.
Yeah. Stay in like Dr. Miami, Dr. Bronx.
Dr. fucking Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, Inglewood.
Dr. Inglewood, Dr. Sherman Oaks, Dr. Southwest Philadelphia, Dr. Detroit, Dr. Flint. You got to stay in your country. Do not try to go to see Dr. up in Colombia or Dr.
Yeah, even the U.S. doctors, even their license expired. It's okay.
You can sue them.
Yeah, you can sue
them in America, but you other countries. So poor little girl, rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace.
I'm so sad.
It's like so sad.
I hate to see a nice, beautiful, fat ass gone.
Yeah, now I'm scared to get my belly done.
What, you going to get a lipo?
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking with you. No, I ain't got
You should, man. Somebody, Frontmaster Flex got his he got a...
I'm not that fat, motherfucker.
I know that, but I'm saying Frontmaster Flex got his fat sucked out of his stomach.
Really?
Yes.
Is that easy? Cool? Gone?
I'm saying fat is fat. So even if it's a man or a woman, you could still get a fat transfer. But he didn't transfer nothing. He just got it taken out.
I want a fat transfer my face and my neck and my chest. So it look like I have muscles like The Rock.
They got fake muscles. That's not, you can't transfer fat into muscles. You have to, they have like these fake artificial things that make you look like you have like a six pack. I've seen those.
Oh, like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Arnold worked out for his back in 1973. This is.
Yeah,
he's. That's, people are taking the easy way out. They just want to, you know, hey, you can't get muscles? Go fucking buy muscles. You can.
Just buy it now.
This is the era that we're in. It's all about just, you know, everybody want to enhance their body. That's what the show is about. It's everything surrounds sex.
Yeah.
We do everything for sex. Women look good for what? Sex. Men, we get a nice car because we want to fuck. We get a nice home because you want to bring a woman into your house and fuck her. You got a, you know, you wear nice clothes because you want a lady like, oh, he has nice clothes, so you can fuck her.
Absolutely.
You wanna take her out to eat. Hopefully she could eat enough and get tired so you can bring her to the house and fuck her. Everything is sex. We do everything for fuck.
You're absolutely right. That's what we all do.
Fucking thing, I'm wearing this sweater. I'm not wearing a sweater for you. I'm hoping one of the female guests will be like, my guy, Mike, I like your sweater. And guess what I'm going to try to do? Fuck her. Every compliment could lead to sex. Everything is sex.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
That's why your lady don't want to let you at the house. You think out there trying to just fuck something.
Yeah, she thinks I'm the Chinese Brad Pitt. That's why. That everywhere I go, everybody just wants to fuck me. I'm like, I wish.
Does she know that nobody wants to fuck you?
Yeah, I think she probably doesn't know. She thinks I'm an Asian Brad Pitt.
Maybe because she's in love with you and think you're handsome. She probably think the whole world thinks you're handsome. But let her keep thinking that. My girl think the same thing too. She think everybody wants me. I'm like, these motherfucking bitches don't want me. They just want my money.
The whole girls in the world want you. You're the African king of comedy. To get to the women's heart is through their stomach. You make all the girls laugh.
Bitches laugh through their stomach. What the fuck sense does that make?
I mean, to get to the girl's heart is through their stomach. So they laugh from their stomach and their heart get touched and then they fall in love with you.
And they give up the pussy.
Yeah, they give up the pussy. Bladder infection all the way.
That's right.
You're like the modern Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain? How many women did he fuck?
20,494 girls.
Why the fuck do you know the exact numbers is what I want to know.
Because yesterday I was watching a documentary about Wilt Chamberlain.
What did you say?
For 20,494,000 girls.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Who was that?
The last one.
Who was that?
Yeah, it was probably like a...
His wife, maybe?
If you make love with all the most beautiful girl in the world...
Whoa, time out.
You don't care anymore.
That don't mean he fucked everyone was beautiful.
I'm pretty sure he had sex with Oprah Winfrey.
He ain't fucking Oprah. You see, you trying to get my show shut down? He did not fuck Oprah. Oprah will apologize. This Chinese nigga is apologizing for saying. She going to cancel the show and you're going to be walking around with this fucking sweater on. I'm going to have to give you up my fucking old clothes. Oprah, we apologize. It's Chinese nigga, I don't know any better. He's
Oprah calls you like, Michael Black said, Steadman, I don't want to be with him anymore. I want to be with you. Would you go out with her?
Ah, fuck Oprah with no condom, motherfucker.
Really?
I hope she gets pregnant, and I'm going to make sure she keep that fucking baby. I'm going to tie it up in a room for 9 months and she keep this baby. But Oprah is what, fucking 60 years old?
Well, you know, Demi Moore had a baby at the age of 65.
Who did?
Demi Moore.
She had no fucking baby at 65.
Yeah.
How old is baby when it came out? 30, motherfucker? You have a baby that old, you're going to, baby won't come out grown. You're going to skip child support.
There's a lady that had a baby at the age of 60.
Who, Mary Magdalene, the mother of Jesus?
Somebody did, yeah.
Like biblical time or recently?
No, recently. Yeah, I saw that one. I watch a lot of YouTube weird shit.
All right. Well, talking about sex and Will Chamberlain.
Are you close to Will Chamberlain, Michael Blackson?
I don't think I'm close to Will Chamberlain.
You got 8 billion people love you. How many?
I'm not close to Will Chamberlain. Like I slow down. It's like I get a girlfriend and I slow down. You know, and then when she leave me, I catch up real quick. And then when she comes back, I slow down again.
You've been really good.
No, I've been good. It's been cut down now.
Yeah, that's good for you, Mike. I'm very happy that you're finally serious with somebody a little bit.
That's good.
A little
but
more.
The thing, as long as she's fun, you gotta. If you're gonna have a partner, man, it gotta be fun, and you know what I mean. Because if it's not fun, then it's not even worth staying. If it's fun, it will last forever.
Yeah, it's gotta be fun all the time.
It's
a lot
fun.
Of excitement.
I like excitement. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She's very excited. Very.
She's excited. A very sweet girl.
Yeah. But let's get to my first guest. About Will Chamberlain, I guarantee you, my first guest is fuck more bitches than Will fucking Chamberlain.
No way.
Yes.
That's world record.
My nigga, my homie, Mr. Marcus. Come on in, motherfucker. What's up?
Woo! God
damn. Let me tell
Welcome,
you, right?
Marcus.
That's Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend. Welcome to California.
So let me go way back to like late 90s, right? You know, everybody made a mistake in their life. Mine was getting married at like age 23.
You got married at the age
at
of 23?
At one point, I was married at 23. Men are not ready to marry at 23.
I had no idea.
We ain't not ready.
I mean, if you know who you are and where you're trying to go, then you know who you want with you. And you come across that, then lock it up.
I just thought I was pussy whipped. When you're 23, you know, mind you, I didn't get much pussy prior to that. So now you getting pussy and your wife is some freak and she's licking your balls and, you know, juggling your balls. And then you
like,
oh, my
circus
goodness.
Clown. Uh-huh.
Then you start thinking, okay, I don't want no other man juggling dick in her mouth. Let me marry her. It's one that, you know, when you're 23.
You locked it down.
You locked it down.
Right.
So the reason why I mentioned that is because my ex-wife at that age, you know, she was a freak and we watched a lot of porn.
Yeah?
We watched a lot of porn back then and in the late 90s, early 2000s, and Marcus fucked every bitch on every porn that we watched.
For real?
Mark has been fucking.
He looks like he's 25 years old.
Exactly, man. Mark has been fucking since he was 3 years old.
Right.
I guess sex
five,
makes
actually,
us
five.
Look
he's
young.
Five. He was in the crib. Babysitter. Everybody got fucked.
Holy crap. I didn't know he's that old.
I started when I was 23.
For real?
Mm-hmm. And I'm 50 now. So.
Look at that.
Holy
man.
Fuck.
Black don't crack.
When I grow up, I won't be just like him.
It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
50, for goodness gracious.
Man, me and my wife watched a lot of porns. He was the man. He was fucking everybody. So I don't
know. Wow.
Those good years.
Good years. So 23, you started.
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
I came across like a magazine. I used to always go to the bookstore, and in the bookstore, they had the adult stuff in the back, and it said 18 and over.
So bookstore, see, a lot of time I thought porn star were a bunch of dumbass motherfuckers. This nigga actually
He's
went
a
to a bookstore.
Right.
Right. You see? Yeah.
Right. I was always in there. And I would always go to the porn section. And I was just, I don't know, I wanted to be on those pages. I just wanted to be in those pages. And that's how it started. That the mindset, the seed was planted by the magazines.
Wow. So, and then what? You just ran into like fucking.
Technically, yeah. I did. I went to AVN is Adult Video News, and that's every year they have. I've been to 26 of them. So every year they have it, and I knew they were having one in Las Vegas. That's where they have it at. And so I drove out there with a friend of mine. So they used to have it in used to be in collaboration with the CES, which is a consumer electronics show. And so CES was happening, and then the porn would happen in another hotel, but the passes would work the same. You can go through everything, because at that time, porn was a big driver for VHS, VHS recorders. You know, they were driving that industry. So CES happily welcomed, and they had a cool little relationship. I knew this by doing a little bit of homework, drove out there to Vegas, and I ran into some porn stars. Ron Hightower, who's a director who directed a Tupac's How Do You Want It video.
For real? Mm-hmm. He directed porn also?
He directed like a thing called Dark Alleys. And he did that. Me and him worked together for about a year. And then he connected with Tupac about midway. Everybody that would come from, he was from New York. So every time people would come from New York, all the rappers would come from New York, they would go connect with him because they wanted to be around the porn stars, around the porn shit. So, and I met Ron in Las Vegas, and then everything else kind of just happened from there.
Wow. This is the Mother Sucker Podcast with Michael Blackson. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to subscribe, rate, comment, and share wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow.
Ron got you a lot of pussy.
Ron got me a lot of pussy.
And you got paid. There's nothing like fucking ain't making money.
Right.
Mike used to be a porn star.
I ain't even a fucking porn star.
Yeah, he was on shit.
This motherfucker, you pay for pussy. He gets paid to get pussy.
When I grow up, I want to be just like him.
Well, you better hurry the fuck up and grow up.
Wife ain't gonna let you do that, bro.
I know.
It's a fantasy driven.
It is a fantasy driven. It's a fantasy.
So you just kind of put your head, your mentality there and go there.
So prior to porn, well, you was 20, I guess, 22, 23. What were you doing before? Prior, you just like go in the bookstore. Did you go to college? Did you?
I went to ITT Tech. Okay. I studied electronics.
Mike went to DeVry University.
I didn't go to fucking DeVry University.
I thought you did.
When I got out of high school, I tried to go in the army. Because I want to be, you can be fine. You're
right. I got you.
What happened, Mike? You were too skinny.
I didn't have a green card, so they won't let me in the army. I just had permit to work. I didn't have permission to be a permanent resident. You have to have a permanent resident. So it's like, ain't try again, motherfucker. I'm like, I'm trying to take a bullet for y'all niggas. But the reason why I went to do army, because I went to work. I had to work and help my mother. I was 17 years old when I got out of high school, and I'm like, 17 going on 18, I'm like, I have to help mom. Mom needed my help. Right. And I said, the army, you know, you get a free place to stay, you travel, you make money. And they didn't let me. So I had to go back to my job delivering pizzas and making pizzas at Domino's. And I ended up like managing a store and moving and just learning everything about pizza and help my mother pay bills.
Do you eat pizza to this day? Do you like it? Got it.
You know what? I became lacto intolerant. Like, I found out later in life that I'm lacto intolerant. So
yeah, you find that out after the fact.
After the fact, I'm age 60. I think I ate more pizza than he's fucked bitches. I ate all kinds of pizza, pan pizza, thin crust, little crust,
right,
pepperoni, sausage, just like he fucked white women, Chinese, Asian, everything. We have a lot in common, man. Yeah, Russian
pizza.
They don't serve that at Domino's.
I mean, what did you hate most about doing porn?
What I hated most? Probably.
Like, bitches come to work on their period, if that ever happened.
Sure, it happens all the time, Mike. I mean,
you go to a strip club and you see a bitch with a tampon stand. I'm like, bitch, why are you here? Can you call out sick?
You know what's funny? The racial shit is played up so heavily in porn.
For real?
Yeah, and it's played up in a negative way. There's always benefits to being black. I mean, black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. And
we got the biggest dick. I'm sure you'll find a white guy. Watch some porn, I see a white dude. I'm like, damn, where the fuck did I get his dick from? You know, pause. But black is like, we are all supposed to.
Yeah, we strap. You know what I mean? We strap. We show up and we strap. And I think that they love playing into that shit. And they play into the stereotypes. And, you know, and that shit just kind of carries over into our public thinking. You know what I mean? And I think that that's one of the things I probably would take back.
Wow, that's crazy. Interesting. The black girl, dark skin with the long tongue. What's her name?
Oh, Ménage à Trois.
Ménage à Trois. Oh, was Ménage à Trois. I drugged up to her so many times.
She's dope. Shout out.
Yeah, oh, my God. Mom, I have so many sperm on the floor from jerking up to Ménage à Trois. And then I got to meet her in person at the Comedy Store right here in L.A. She used to hang out at the Comedy. And I was there with my wife at that time. I'm like, listen, I said, I jerk off to you all the time. We fuck to you. I was just so excited.
And she loved that honesty, man, because she's a raw bitch. Like, she don't trip.
She's still porn on you?
Nah. I think if you follow her on her social media, her and Tupac hit. it off like crazy. They were
fucking. Tupac hit my fantasy.
I think Tupac hit everybody in the 90s, Mike.
So what's
yeah, it? Pac, Pac was a big fan, man. Huh?
He was a big fan of porn.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, man.
He was a cool cat. Cool brother.
All right. Well, you know, while we're talking about ladies, let's get some ladies in here. You want to introduce my first guest? Our next guest, Chinese best friend?
Our next guest is Crystal with a C. Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Hello.
How long have you been in this world?
I've been in mainstream porn for like a little over 6 months, so I'm like very
okay, so
new.
You're new.
Yeah.
So it's mainstream and it's like non-mainstream porn?
Yeah. What? There's a lot of like niche divisions of porn that are not necessarily.
For real?
Yeah. Whatever weird fantasy you have, there's a niche that will cater to it.
Like what?
Yeah, I want to know. Like,
what's a niche? What's a niche that you've done?
Like there's like heavier divisions of BDSM that, you know, you'd have to probably go to private sites to see. You're not necessarily going to see it front and center on Pornhub type deal.
You got to pay a membership access fee and then and another fee on top of that.
Right. So you're 6 months in, you're new. Like I asked him earlier because I throw it, every porn woman is just some dumb whore. But there are more to that. What did you do prior to porn? Like, did you go to college? You know.
Well, let's just start with how you met me, which was doing acrobatics and circus performance. Yes. So first and foremost, I've been a professional circus performer. My professional career was 5 years, but I've done it for about 15 now.
Wow.
And I'm still currently performing during the pandemic, doing like trapeze and aerial tissue, which you like to call the curtains from Macy's, and aerial hoop and contortion. And I do a lot of podcasts and like online stuff now because I have a full on studio at my place. So aerial is kind of somewhat a dying sport because COVID has shut down a lot of the studios. So I've been able to continue what I consider to be my life's passion. And I had a list of goals going into aerial performance, and I got to the point where I achieved every one of them. And I'm getting a little bit older, so you can't continue to do circus performance forever as like your main job. So I'm a fierce bitch on the pole. And one of my girlfriends in the circus was like, you should pop off in the strip club. And that was 10 years ago. So, you know, like I've been a slut for a long time. Porn's not really a stretch for me at all. It feels like it's in line with the trajectory in a very symbiotic non-shocking way for the lifestyle that I've lived. I mean, circus performers do some weird shit.
All right, so 6 months you've been more of a professional. So prior to that, is it like an amateur porn stars?
I've been filming my like bizarro like dick sucking gangbanger shit for a long time and just not monetizing it because it was really just for the fuck of it, which is why it was cool.
Whose idea
and
was
now,
that?
Mine, of course. Like, I just figured, like, let's combine fucking and making money because I like both of those things a lot. And it's working out.
Well, how many dicks you've had since you started? You guys keep count?
I do not. Should I start?
They said, well, Chamberlain fucked 20,000.
Well, no, you said 20,494, and I did 20,495.
Damn! I told
Whoa,
you.
Whoa, we have a brand new world record, Guinness World Record holder. Will Chamberlain, I'm sorry, you're out.
Sorry, Will. I love you, bro.
But I also fuck women, too, so there's that.
Oh, right.
Right, so it's...
I've not watched gay porn. I've only watched, like, women on women and, you know, men on... Do you watch anything, like, crazy ever, like... Watch like animals fucking each other to learn some kind of moves?
I'm not really a spectator. I'm a performer, so I don't really like get off on watching shit. I want
to
be the one
be in
being
it.
Watched. Yeah. Damn. I need to be the doer. And that doesn't mean that I have to be the dominant one because I actually prefer to be submissive because I'm tired of thinking all the time and I really want to let go of control.
Are you submissive or dominant?
I am submissive. I prefer to be. But if I'm dealing with a performer who I can clearly see doesn't know how to be dominant, like the guy just has a dick but he doesn't know what the fuck to do with it, then I have to take control of the scene. Otherwise, it's going to look like trash and then that reflects on me.
Are you a swallower or a spitter?
Swallower.
God damn it. Tell my swallower. Let's get our next guest here. So we have two women up there. She's new to the porn world. She's more like I'm OnlyFans. I'm a big fan of her work. Give her for Jayla, please. Come on in.
Woo-hoo!
Ass. Can you turn around for me real quick? God damn, can you twerk?
I can't. That's one thing I can't do.
What?
I can't
all that ass and you cannot
you
shake,
can't.
You can't twerk.
You've been, how long you been trying? every possible chance.
I'm more like seductive with it, not.
You know, you got a big juicy butt when you are like 5'5" and you sit down, you become 5'8".
She
stood up and she sat there at the same height. It's a lot of ass to sit on. Ass. She's sitting on 2 midgets right now.
Definitely a lot of ass back there.
So you're new to this?
Yeah, I'm like 2 years in, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 years in. Wow.
Yes.
So she's a swallower. What are you?
I'm not. I'm a catcher. I will catch anywhere. But
how does that work out? How do you catch it? You catch it in the mouth?
Yeah, I will catch
it
anywhere.
As long as they catch it in the mouth, I'm cool with it.
Shoot it all over me, my face, my mouth, tongue. I'll drip it down, make it sexy, but I'm not a swallower. I'm not.
Yeah, I never understood, like, why a woman want to get pregnant in the throat?
I never heard of anybody get pregnant in the throat, Mike.
But you keep swallowing that shit, eventually you're going to fucking be... You're going to think it's an Adam's apple. Is a real motherfucker grown in your fucking throat.
You heard that song, Throat Baby?
Nah, by who?
Ah, shit.
By Mr. Marcus.
Right.
He made a song.
Marcus, I know you get recognized because everybody know you've been fucking with your hat on. Was there any particular reason you got like an egg on your head or something? That's just your signature?
It became a signature.
It became your thing. Yeah. He's always fucking with a hat on, butt naked with a hat on.
An LA hat is cool. I mean, if you get it, I mean, LA hat is just symbolic.
But you born and raised in LA. This is home?
For sure. Yeah, this is born and raised. I was born and raised in Pomona. My family was pretty much Pomona, LA. So I was going back and forth.
Yeah, man. You fuck white, Chinese, Russian, you said. Anything different, like Australian?
What I always connected with was the sexuality. Porn was porn, but sex was like bigger than that. And women, they would just come to the industry from everywhere. So it was just really about just tapping into where they are sexually. And then, we capture that.
So in the point where you guys sign like an NBA contract, like 3 years.
Right. The one thing.
Any injuries?
Right.
Pull a muscle or pull a pubic hair?
That you guys signed to any particular company or anything?
There's companies that obviously have contract performers, contract girls, and Pornhub came into the scene. Internet changed our whole industry, made it more corporate. Agencies came around the late 90s.
Oh my God, you guys have agents?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Agencies and PR.
I feel like in this era, for what I want to do, I don't need an agent.
Well, it's different now. I mean, you have your own social media where people could just contact you.
And, exactly.
And back then, you needed an agent.
Right. Yeah. When I started, it was two. You know what I mean? It was two, and then it was the emergence of another. And then, as the business was growing, as internet was driving more revenue, they had to have people in there managing the girls because you don't want to show up on set wasting time. You want to have people who are committed and reliable.
So I currently have an agent. It's Mark Schechter from ATMLA, and I chose to go the route of an agent. Like what she's saying is completely accurate. You can promote yourself through Instagram and Twitter, but there are a lot of mainstream companies that will not hire you if you don't have an agent, because if you don't show up on set and they've spent the money to rent the location and everybody's there, and then they can't slap anybody with a kill fee because it might be a girl that will just be like, hey, fuck off, I didn't show up today, right? So when the agents get involved, it's like I don't even come into contact with companies that are not reputable because they're going through him. So he takes a lot of the headache out for me. I'm coming in from a totally different industry, so I didn't have like the big Instagram presence. So it's, there's reasons why you could go either way, and there really isn't a wrong way to do it.
Right. There's no wrong way to fuck it.
Hey, Marcus, how many porn movie did you do in one day? What's the most? Like in one day, like, you're going to be making 8 movies today. We're going to have to reshoot the cum shot next week.
True.
Right? Because you don't have enough cum. Like, trust me, I know.
It's happened.
For real.
It's happened, man. It's like you bring back memories, bro.
I know.
Yeah, it can vary. I think the most I did in one day, I was really proud of it, was probably I did four different movies. I was like one set in the morning, 2 different ones in the afternoon, another one in the late afternoon. It wasn't bad. It was easy because, I knew what to expect. I knew how to just manage, pace myself. But I was horny that day too, so it worked out.
But her no cum shit.
It got little and little, but it wasn't.
There was something. They could just repeat the other one that came out.
Right.
Yeah, it's like movie, man.
They got this Cetaphil.
We used the old nut shot as if, you know what I mean, like for the last shot.
In old porn, they used to loop the hell out of it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was just loop because they didn't get enough minutes. They needed the minutes. It's all about the minutes. So they would loop the hell out of
they
it.
They put mayonnaise on it,
Cetaphil. That's an industry secret.
Cetaphil.
Mm-hmm. Have you done a porn where it's like six women lined up, you have to fuck them all?
It was called The World's Luckiest Black Man.
Yeah, you could never do that.
You are the world's luckiest black man.
I wasn't tripping.
So how many was it?
101.
Wow.
You just kept going back and forth, fucking them all.
The first day we brought in 33 girls, all sisters. Because the industry, this is how the industry thought. They thought, okay, we're going to have you do 101 black girls. That's what they thought. The interracial, this was in like 98, maybe 99. Interracial has always been a thing. I call it multiracial. People are having sex with different races all the time. But the industry likes to categorize everything. So they're a little, you know, they like to have it more structured. So this was going to be just an all black thing, but they couldn't get enough girls. So they had to like just open it up to all the girls. And then it was 33 the first day, 33 the second day, and 35 the last day.
Wow, you had more points than Kobe Bryant, 81 points in an NBA game. I can't believe that.
Man, his dick
this
was
guy
happy
is breaking
hell,
records
man.
Every time
this
he speaks.
This guy had the happiest dick on earth. My dick love you.
My dick's like, not again.
No, my. Stop. Or like, you know, if it's like, no, that's a big bitch. No. You got the energy.
Man. 101, that's a damn lot.
So like 33 in one day.
It was 33, yeah. Damn. But it was cool because some of them, we had chemistry, so.
That's why I want to sometime, like, they bring you on set with somebody you've never ever met, don't know, and then y'all just look at each other. What kind, you know what I mean? A lot of the porn back then was like stories, you know?
Right. Well, we call them scripts.
They had a script where. But it got to the fucking very fast, though.
Right.
Smacked the little piece and then she had the dick is in the prison. Right.
Because the Wi-Fi was not that fast back then, Mike. It was dial-up modem, AOL. You got to make it fast. Right?
And people don't want to sit around and wait for that shit. They just want to get to
it. Yeah, because you get a big fast forward. Nowadays, you can just go, meh.
Ladies, what's the most dick you had in one day doing this?
In life, I've had way more dick in a day than I have in porn so far. Because we're in COVID right now, so we're not doing gangbangs. Like, that's not going down. Like, no companies want to have that many people on set for the sheer risk of it. So prior to COVID, in certain ways, my life was much cooler. But I did have I've shot 4 scenes in a day, which it was fucking exhausting. It's exhausting. Wow. Yeah.
When man comes in, it stops, right?
Most times. I mean, but if they don't have the minutes... If they need the time, the guy's got it.
So has it been where you fucking in 2 minutes, are you done?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's my story of my life, sir. How do I last more than 2 minutes?
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to the Marasoka podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Motherfucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Motherfucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
At 1:59 stop.
Stop it.
Just stop. I'd say change the position. Because you feel obligated. You feel like she's like, don't stop. And you're like, and you won't. But you should. Because she's going to get, that moment's going to come for her. And it's going to go. And she's probably going to want another one. So you have to always just keep maintain. Like, I'm going to go until I know she's got hers. And she's good. And then I can do what I have. You just almost have to set that seed early on in the game.
So, and I'm sure there are a lot of Viagra on sets.
Yeah, Viagra changed our industry. It came in around 97, 98. When Larry Flint was proudly, you know, proclaiming, it helped him, you know, satisfy the women that he was with. Then everybody else followed. And that changed our business. The other thing was too, that people didn't want to, productions didn't want to sit around waiting for somebody to get an erection. You know, the Viagra usually cut that time in half and got a guy going.
I know performers with like straight up dick implants, they have a pump in their balls. Like some of them are really proud of it and will openly talk about it. And then there's other ones that shoot themselves up with like, I'm not exactly sure.
It's Cavajet.
Yeah. Like some substance that keeps them hard, but the dick implant is like a pump in your balls and you like, there's a tube that runs down the center of your dick. And once you get that surgery done, it's like there, you can never get an erection on your own for the rest of your life. Even if you get it taken out, it's a very serious, like bodily change. It's serious surgery, but it pumps like blood into the tube. And then to deflate it, you hold the pump down and then it backs the blood out into your system. It's like,
where can we get that? Amazon?
Have you had like a train ran on you before?
I haven't.
Amtrak.
I haven't done a gangbang in my career, and I haven't fucked multiple guys on camera in the same day. However, there's been times where I've done 12-hour, 13-hour, 14-hour shoots, and that's amazing for me. Like, I love it. It's so much you can get done when it's personal. And, you know, for OnlyFans, it's more personal. So it's like we set up the camera and it's a squirt scene, a cream scene, an anal scene, an anal and a squirt scene. Oh, like, let's take it.
A whipped cream banana.
Right.
Super Sunday.
So, right. Like when I film, I go hard. Like,
because you got like your size of your titties.
This is 34 triple.
34 triple.
Yeah. These are triples. Triple, yeah.
Natural.
No, come on.
I mean, you don't know. You just, you know, some people born with it, some people got it.
So I've always had huge boobs. Always had huge boobs. Probably, but the nipple placement is not my kind of went face that way.
What do you mean the nipple placement? You got new nipples?
Yeah. So they have.
You could get nipples?
I didn't know that.
It's not a nipple replacement. It's just a nipple placement.
They move it over some. From
they move it
a
up.
Nipple adjustment.
Yeah, they move up. It. Yeah. Like a lift. Yeah. Pretty a breast lift. So, you know, instead of mine looking at the floor, they look at who I'm with at
looking
the moment.
At the sky. Right.
Well, we don't want them looking at the sky. We don't want them too high, but eye level is okay. Like, good, if you're going to look at them, they're going to look at you back.
The thing about titties is we've been looking at them since we were babies. There's just a built-in love. Yeah. You can't get away from it. You're just always going to gravitate to it. And y'all know it. Yeah. Y'all know it because y'all constantly massaging them, playing
but
with
as
them.
A woman who like women, the women that I've dated, I've never dated a flat-chested or average chested woman. My bitch just gotta have titties.
So like, you would not fuck her at all, man. I don't see much titties. What are you, like a 32B?
I'm a 34C, but my tits are like, I'm super athletic, so they just like stay. I have like teenage tits forever. Okay. Like they are literally exactly the same as they were in high school.
So you need big, you like big titties?
Absolutely.
Well, women, you like big titties or little titties?
I'm attracted to kindness, so it really has nothing to do with aesthetics with me, like personalities. Like I have to be dealing with a person who I like because the aesthetics really like are not the. It doesn't matter really to me.
Have anybody ever fell in love with a partner? Like,
great question, Mike.
Thank you, Chinese best friend.
So the person who I started my OnlyFans with was a partner, so we were already together. So the chemistry on camera was like, oh, you've been.
Was it a he or she?
It was a guy. It was like, oh, you've been fucking him forever. Cause it's like.
Cause there was like no cameras there.
Right. Certain stuff on my OnlyFans we had to edit. Like, I love you, daddy. Like, you can't say that in porn. He can't be hitting it from the back and you like, I love you, daddy. So we're like, okay, that has to come out. But I meant it cause you my guy. You know what I'm saying? So I've filmed with someone I loved and the chemistry is different. Absolutely. Cause I film with someone who I don't know. And it's more like vulture, like take them down, eat them alive, get it out of them versus the chemistry between someone I love. You know what I'm saying?
How about you? Have you ever fought in love? Like, you know, can I shoot with him again, please?
I keep shit like super professional and it's like, I can just catch dick whenever. So I don't really like catch feelings like that. It's just like,
you catch feelings, you catch dick.
Sound like some Nicky.
How about you, Marcus? Mr. Marcus, how many girls fall in love with you?
No, I was just saying that. I thought me and you, we fell in love when we were doing it. I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, I was just playing. But I was, when you're lost in it, when you're like, into it, you really think beyond the scene, like, yo, let's connect. let's go further than this. And it's happened. It's happened. And, you know, it's happened. I'll just put it that way. It's happened.
You get recognized on the street. I mean, of course, everybody that watch porn from the 90s to now know who you are. Do you just get some pussy? You get pussy on a regular because bitches just know. Were you ever married doing this?
Mm-hmm. At a certain point, I was. I was married and, you know, I had like this invisible line in my life. When I would cross this line, I would go home, you know, be daddy, you know, take care of the responsibilities, handle the business, raise the family. And then when I went to work, I'd become Mr. Marcus. And I always looked at it as like I got to exercise my fantasies. I got to play the roles that I wanted to play. I got to indulge my fantasies.
You won a few awards, I'm sure, because I've been to the porn award. You guys have your own.
Hey, Mike, you've been there too?
I went to the Menage invited me. I went to the porn award in Atlanta City way back, once again, 99, 2000, whatever year that was.
We used to do East Coast Video News. We used to do, and that was dope because we were going to Jersey and Atlantic, and we just.
Atlanta City?
Yeah.
Have you ever won an award for anything?
Yeah, yeah. I've won.
What's your best award?
The best award, I won fan favorite like a few years in a row. That was cool because that was like, you know, that was all fan voted.
That's like the only non-political, that's like the right. Best award to win because right. You know the fans voted you in. Right. A lot of it is politics.
Mike voted for you, Marcus. 10 votes that day.
Thank you, Mike.
An illegal vote. What do you call that? Stay home vote? Absentee voting. Yeah, he mailed in ballot.
No. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Anytime, yeah. I vote for you this year, 2021.
You fuck everyone I went to fuck, man. I hate this nigga.
So how many girls did you get pregnant? That's the question I have. Because every girl I'm with, I get them pregnant. I slept with two girls.
They have to be on some kind of birth control because it could, you know. I mean, nobody want to watch a porn with condom. It kills the fantasy. So I'm sure they all get tested, make sure everything's good, and then they fuck them. And best, anybody ever got pregnant?
I mean, I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's happened.
You didn't have no porn baby or nothing, right?
Nah. I mean, I've seen it happen, but you want the girls to be on birth control. If you're going to do this, then, right.
Hey, Mike, one more thing. I think before the porn industry was very worried about STDs. Now I think they worry about COVID-19, right?
Oh my God, Chinese best friend.
COVID-19 is worse.
Testing is every 2 weeks.
It's every day.
COVID testing is every day. Okay. Yeah, COVID.
But the STD one was every two weeks.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it has to make sense because somebody go fuck outside of it. It's like, you know, in the NBA, they should put them all in the fucking bubble.
Right.
They should put you out.
Right. They should do the porn bubble.
Put a porn bubble. That was your bitch cannot leave.
I'm surprised they haven't done it. Are they doing it?
Mike, we should open our own porn industry.
Everything happens, you want to open up something.
You never know.
People need porn, man. They need new porn.
Yeah, everybody needs porn. They got nothing else to do.
COVID ain't stopped porn, that's for sure.
That it definitely has.
It definitely made porn go up.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Now we all just sitting home jerking off.
You can only watch Disney Plus for so long and then you're just like,
what's your favorite topic or subject that you watch on porn?
Blowjob. I'm simple, man. I love to see girls giving head.
Yeah. How about what you like to watch?
Kang Bangs.
How about you?
Double penetration. Two dudes and a girl.
You like that shit?
I love it. Yes. Oh,
wow.
So hold on. So one dick in the pussy and one in the ass?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. And then one in the mouth and then each hand. Airtight, hands full.
Chinese best friend. What's your favorite thing you like to watch?
I don't know, Mike. Everything.
But you know, particulars. I like to see threesomes.
Everything's pretty broad, don't you think?
Yeah, I like to see one guy fucking two women and then. And two girls going at it while he's fucking one. You know.
I like stories, you know. Hey, I'm your neighbor downstairs. Do you need help fixing your roof? I like those stories. That turns me on. I'm like, oh, great. Wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah. You always like, is he ever going to make it to the roof?
I like stories. Like
He never makes it to the roof.
He never makes it to
the roof. The one I really like is a realtor. Oh, hey, would you like to see this house?
That is a good one.
Would you love it? Yeah, I like it.
So before we leave, I just want to know, you can't be doing porn at 98 years old. Eventually, this
I
shit
don't
got
know. Marcus is 50. I think he could do it till 190.
Marcus looks fuck. He still looks 20.
He looks
man.
Younger than me.
You can still hit. As long as your dick will get hard, you can still fuck, right?
Right. Basically, they ain't got to show my face no more, man. As long as that dick.
They want to show his old ass face. Be like 90. But like, hey, that bitch be like, hey, that's Marcus, Mr. Marcus. I mean, what is the plans, ladies? Like, I mean, you have a retirement age plan for you, Jayla?
Retiring, no. As long as I can do this, I will do this.
Do women pussy stop getting wet? It doesn't, right? Is it like, what happened at the whole menopause thing? What's that about?
Ain't nothing a little coconut oil can handle. You know what I'm saying?
Forgot about that. Right.
So as long as I can do this, I want to do this. Like, it's bigger than just a job for me. Like, I'm in it. For real. Like, when I said
you
I
enjoy,
like...
You love it.
I love it. When I say love, I like...
You love dick and pussy.
Double penetration, I really feel like I could take two dudes down. I haven't done
DP. Oh, you just like to watch it. You haven't done
it. I just like to watch it because I feel like giving that environment to take down two BBCs...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You're looking at these two guys. I don't think Mike will do it.
Mike's like, nah, I'm good. I'll be scared to put my dick next to his. That's not happening.
Like,
I'm going to have to put my fist in your ass and my dick in your pussy.
She be like, fuck me, Mike. And he's like, yeah, here you go. Here you go.
But I'm in it. I'm in it all the way. It's more so how I make a guy orgasm or come that I like. Like, I don't like a quick fuck or a regular, like, when I want a man to come or multiple guys to come, like, empty your ball sack in one nut for me. Like,
wow.
Like, hold it, edge it, fuck me for 10 hours. And then after that 10 hours, like, you should
10 hours?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to need another dick, but I'm going to get a spare dick.
You feel like he got the 20 minutes and he's got another 9 hours.
Yeah. 40 minutes. I mean, of course, there's like water breaks and wash off, regroup thing.
Okay.
But
we're
not
like
watching a movie for 2 hours or an hour and a half. Like, you got like 15 minutes. And then you back in, or I'm getting you back up, or I don't take no phone call for too long. Like, you can come up for air.
Okay. Gee, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you're going to suffocate the rattlesnake.
How about you, Christine?
When I first got out to California, like right after college, I grew weed for 15 years. So this is my 20th year in the cannabis industry. So I don't depend on porn to make a living. I do it because I love it. Yeah. And I just like based off of like what my tits looked like have for the last 20 years, I'm pretty sure that they're just going to stay where they are. So I see longevity. The world is a fucking weird place. So no matter how old I get, somebody will definitely buy my porn. So that it will only stop when I don't want
right
to do
now,
it anymore.
I'm not fucking you at 65. Motherfucker.
You might not still be around.
Maybe you're a 99-year-old man.
Somebody will. But I don't see this stopping because I feel like, look at Nina Hartley. Like, she's the best ass in the business. The woman is in her 60s and she's still going. So there's a lot of the top performers in the world right now. Like, the top, if you look at the list of the top 20 female porn stars, there's a significant handful of them that are over 40. And even into their 50s. So the idea that like there's a lot of things that will take people out of the game, like if they start a family or they fall off on drugs or they get like, you know, kind of disillusioned with the industry in general, there's things that could take you out of it. But I feel like it's kind of a blessing for me that I don't have all of my eggs in one basket. So I really like feel like I can just do whatever the fuck I want and I'm enjoying what I'm doing. So I'll just keep doing it. And the day I don't enjoy it anymore, I will stop.
Dick power to you. Get your dick and your pussy. You do pussy too, right? You do pussy and dick. You like women as well?
Yeah, I'll do all of it.
Do everything, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey.
I agree with Jay. Like, I feel like DPs are the shit.
For real?
Yes. Every time somebody's like, make a wish, I'm like, that's what's going on in my
you
brain.
Want a dick in your ass and a dick in your pussy.
Yes. But
and
I've done this
dick in your mouth.
All I want to just be like completely just swimming in a
fucking
sea
ears.
Of dicks. Like that's what I want.
Shut every hole up.
She's like, I want another one.
Put it on your nose. You sneeze, you're gonna die. Fuck choking. You're gonna straight up die. Well, shit, man. Hey, I appreciate it. I learned a lot today. I got hard twice.
Yeah, we learned a lot today. So, Marcos, how many child support are you paying right now? Because I'm paying two.
He had a real family, good. Come on, man. All you got to put his dick out, and the lady would drop all her child support case.
Oh, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
Judge Judy would go, drop case paid in full already.
I had a wonderful time.
My OnlyFans, I have to really, the child support edition.
You're gonna have one. Like,
I should.
101 girls that you owe child support to. But, like, Marcus, it's paid in full if you come one last time.
Hey, we use condoms for that.
I feel like OnlyFans is the Pornhub child support edition.
That's the whole thing. The whole thing is child support edition.
Well, plug up your social media, where they can follow you at.
So you can find me on Instagram at I Love Crystal Taylor, and also my backup page, Crystal Taylor Unfiltered. You can find me on Twitter at Crystal Taylor XO, and then my OnlyFans is I Love Crystal Taylor. And my website, I Love Crystal Taylor.
Great one.
I love it.
My OnlyFans is amazing. It's awesome. You can follow me there on OnlyFans.com/JaylaP. My Instagram is amazing as well. It's JaylaPage_. My Twitter is Jayla_Page. Very simple.
Mine's is Jayla.
JaylaPage_.
JaylaPage_. And I love Taylor at MrMarcus.com.
So is MrMarcus.com your website?
MrMarcus.com is just the site, and then everything on social media is AKA Mr. Marcus. Even OnlyFans.
How's OnlyFans working? Is it pretty good?
I love it. You know, it keeps the bills paid.
You're your own boss. No more working for nobody.
Right. I have say over what I charge, and the interaction with the fans has always been, you know, I've been doing this 26 years, and I've been dealing with fans that long, and they kind of get on your nerves. They rub you the wrong way. But when you get those that show you love,
you probably can't discriminate against a gay guy that want a picture.
You know, I always tell them that if that's your preference, that's your preference. Right. And I respect it, so you respect mine.
Got you. Okay, cool. All right. You want to get into porn? Just holler at Mr. Marcus.
I got you, bro.
Maybe one day, but not yet.
Not right now?
Yeah.
If all eyes fail, I don't get an Oscar in the next 5 years, I'm going porn. Okay? Y'all going to catch my dick and balls for 1999.
Who's going to be the girl that you got lined up?
I'll probably convince my lady we're just going to do our own porn. And then once in a while, I add some extra girls to it. But I think I'm going to, like, if things don't go my way, like an Oscar, I'm going to pull my dick out. Thank you all for joining us.
Mr. Marcus, for you, my question would be, you keep saying you've been in the industry for 26 years. Michael Blackson stated, as an OnlyFans worker, we're our only boss. Given the option, would you have your career of 26 years as you've had it, or would you rather start it in this era of OnlyFans where you can be your own boss and then work 26 years with OnlyFans?
Well, the thing is, I don't think OnlyFans is going to be 26 years from now. I think OnlyFans is going to be way different. So I like the career I've had. I always loved the porn industry. I was more fascinated with the people that were making the porn. I was just fascinated by them. There was obviously something there where curiosity was trying to kill the cat. But what happened with Pornhub and happened with OnlyFans, all those things have been adopted into our industry. It's like it just kind of added to it. It gave me more long, just extended my life in the business, to be honest with you. So I wouldn't. I would keep it the way it is.
And with that answer, would you, if you could, for some sites where a lot of stuff is free, would you pull your catalog from like the sites in which it's free and then have your OnlyFans? Or do you appreciate the promo that came with the platforms you're on for free?
Right. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, marketing-wise and exposure-wise, I did a lot of scripted and a lot of mainstream stuff. I worked for Playboy, Hustler, Vivid, Wicked, because they gave me exposure. But in terms of business and building the brand, I had always had to put in their work, and I had to... The interviews, the appearances, the shooting my own scenes, that became part of the business. But I controlled that. I owned it. Right. You guys have way more ownership. Chris, right. You know, you guys have way more ownership. You're making way more money. You have a lot more control over things, right. A lot more say. You guys are more business savvy. Social media really propped you guys up in a position to monetize that. the apps help you out because you're able to monetize relationship. So all of those things, technology, just the iPhone's able to shoot 4K, so you don't need, you know, a lot of high-end equipment, affordable equipment now. Is, you can manage things a lot differently. Yeah. You don't have to answer to anyone. You feel me?
Last final question for you. Before the cameras was rolling, you said you hadn't filmed in 5 years.
Right.
What would it take for Jayla P to bring Mr. Marcus out of retirement? Uh-oh.
Mike, I think you just mentioned that one.
Huh?
No, I was picturing you getting fucked doggy styles saying, I love you, daddy. I was just picturing.
Okay. Because that's easy. We can make that happen on the glass table, on the marble table, on the couch.
When we're not here, because sure my girlfriend somewhere. Thinks we're doing Africa history.
I got my COVID test. We're good. Like, seriously, what would it take for Jayla P or any woman to bring Mr. Marcus out and really, like,
Really go hard.
Go like a good one.
Go balls to the walls. Go bananas.
10 hours, she said.
Yeah.
Only 15-minute break.
Like, reality, he's like
10 hours.
I don't want to put too much thought into it.
Okay.
I just, you know, I'm one of those cats, if shit happens, it happens.
Oh. Say less.
Well, Marcus is my friend, so I ask him questions all the fucking time. And I guess I would just like to take this opportunity to thank you because you've been an excellent friend to me behind the scenes. And you know how much I appreciate you.
No, I love you. I always look out. In the beginning, I didn't know shit. And I would always come across girls who didn't know shit. And then, you know, in this business, is very predatory. You know, if you don't know nothing, they can take full advantage of that. And I had done that, you know, and I was thinking I can't continue to do that. You know what I mean? If you can set people in a path that they can benefit and not have to go through bullshit,
right.
Then that's what we do. That's what we have to get. That has to be done.
Hey, Marcus, do you ever think about opening your own porn school?
Why not? Probably. The Eminem school of sex.
I'm gonna go to your school.
I would like to apply for a scholarship because I'm like really smart.
You're approved.
He fuck with the LA hat. I'm gonna be fucking with a dashiki on.
Great idea, Mike.
Dick and balls in a African garb. Call me the Mutombo Mandingo the second.
Just coming. Put me in on an athletic scholarship, coach. I'll be your number one player, if you know what I mean.
I got you.
But make sure I get into the school of Harcox.
School.
Oh, y'all done asking each other questions. You want to ask him anything, Marcus?
I mean, I was asking kind of during the thing. I'm always curious about, we wouldn't do half the shit we do if women didn't want it done. You planted the sexual seed and everything grows from it. You feel me? So I just follow that lead.
Well, Mike, you're going to be principal of University of Hard Cucks.
That's right.
I won't work in a cafeteria, motherfucker.
He wants to be the principal.
I'll teach math.
Thank you all for joining us once again. I hope my kids are not watching this episode. That's all I'm saying. Thank you, Mr. Marcus.
Thank you, brother.
Marcus. The man that fucked 20,495
women.
One more than Will Chamberlain.
Yeah, Chamberlain. Will Chamberlain, you're eliminated.
Has been eliminated, motherfucker. Thanks to the ladies. I hope you get a dick in your ass and a fist in your pussy.
Me too.
All right, while she's watching with her 34C cup titties, and Marcus is beating his dick on both of you at the same time, and I'm just jerking off. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Marcus, great show.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for The Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.